And we are up to the fifth parak. We're in Mishnah Yud Aleph in Avos. Arba Midos Pedeos. There are four different ways a person conducts themselves as far as their temper is concerned. Noach Lichos V'Noach Lirtzos. There are individuals that are very easy, even for the slightest thing, not going their way, that they immediately get angry. However, the Noach Lirtzos, they are easily able to allow that anger to subside, to go down, and to let the anger go away. So on this, such an individual, Yasa Sacharo Bevseido, even though they have some good qualities that they don't hold on to their anger for extended periods of time, but there is a tremendous hefsid, a tremendous loss, and that they get angry so fast to begin with. And on this, the Kahati explains that such individual that everyone knows gets angry so fast, no matter what you do, you don't know what you can possibly say that get them upset. The natural inclination of a person is to stay away from such people because, after all, you don't want to get yelled at, you want someone to get angry at you. And the Gemara in the Darim tells us that kol kayes, anyone who readily is angered, kol mini gehenim sholtim bo, that individual has the fire of Gehenna within them. And obviously it's a very negative trait for a person to have, and we have to try to avoid. And then there's the second individual the Mishnah discusses. An individual who's kashalichos, it's good, it's difficult for him to get angry. He lets things roll off his back, no big deal. However, kashalirtzos, if you ever cross me, if you ever get angry, forget it, I'll never forgive you. So on that, yotza have seido v'scharo. At least it's good. This person has the difficulty of ever bearing a grudge or getting angry. But once that happens, there's a tremendous hefsid on that side as well. That it's necessary for that person to try to let go of his anger, especially if he's difficult for this individual to get upset. And all of a sudden he does, then the fact that he holds on to it for a long time is also not healthy. And then the third individual, which is the most admirable, is kashalichos anochirtzos. Person who's difficult for them to get angry. That doesn't mean that, doesn't say you should never get angry, because it's in the nature of all people at certain points in their life to get angry at certain things. And in fact, the Kati says there's certain things which is an obligation to be upset about. As we find by Pinchas ben Elazar, that he was upset and he had kinna, he was very upset about the way people were conducting themselves, and he reacted as such. And therefore, certainly at certain points, one is allowed to express their feelings of being upset, but it should be with only a great amount of time. It should be kashalichos, you should not be quick to get angry. But if you do get angry, no chirtzos, even those few times, you should try to let go of that anger and appease. Such a person that does that is a chassid. And noyach licha is a kashalirtzos is a rasha. Considered a rasha, an individual that gets angry so quickly. And not only that, but kashalirtzos, which means he feels that he's always right. And he's not someone that could be appeased. He's not someone who asks for forgiveness. Such an individual is a rasha. And on this, the Gemara in the Darim says that called koyes, anyone who gets angry, biyadua shavayno sam merubin misachiyosa. It's a fact that such an individual has more sins than mitzvahs. Furthermore, the Gemara in Brachos says lo tirtzach lo sechata. A person should not get angry, and then if you do that, then you'll be less likely to sin. The idea is that a person who allows their emotions to get the best of them shows that they're not in complete control, and that's potentially how a person could end up doing averus. And therefore, we have to try to embrace again the third midah of being kashalichos, difficult to get angry. And whenever that does happen, no chirtzos, to try to let go of that anger as fast as possible.